You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880. The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, How Tall is Your Tower? Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Over 60 years ago, workers in New York City began to build one of the most famous buildings in the world. And to make sure that this massive structure would neither tip over nor sink under, the foundation for this skyscraper was firmly set on solid rock, 55 feet below the surface of the earth. This building, completed in 1931, was built with 65,000 tons of steel. It contains 10 million bricks, it weighs 365,000 tons, and it rises to a height of 1,250 feet high into the air. For nearly 40 years, this building, the Empire State Building, remained the tallest building in the whole world. This tall structure became such a famous landmark in this century that even nowadays, journalists and others continue to make superlative remarks about its uniqueness. Not long ago, Time magazine again described the aging Empire State Building by saying, "There was nothing like it in the history of the world." Now, this type of hype may indeed catch the attention of readers. However, to say that there has never been a building as unusual as the Empire State Building is an exaggeration. In the Bible, we read about another very unique structure, a tower that was built centuries and centuries ago. The tower was called the Tower of Babel. In the Bible, Genesis chapter 11, we read that one day the people said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." Then they said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name." This tower that they built, the Tower of Babel, has become so famous in history that every generation speaks about it. And it may appear, for many of us today, unrealistic to believe that generations ago, a civilization may have built buildings designed to reach the heavens, buildings more sophisticated than any of those in the 20th century. However, we must also remember that even today, our best scientists and engineers are still confounded as to how some of the most massive structures in history, the pyramids of Egypt, were ever built. Oh, it would be nice to write off the pyramids and say, they never existed. However, these massive monuments in Egypt stand today as a damning indictment of the arrogance of the 20th century, the thinking that no one has ever done anything as great as we can do. The Tower of Babel, as recorded in the Bible, was indeed a massive structure of man. And God continues to use this same architectural enterprise in the 20th century to send a powerful lesson to both nations and individuals. Whenever men or nations try, such as the atheistic Soviet Union did, for example, to build nations or buildings apart from God, then we know from the lesson of the Tower of Babel that their future is doomed. And this is also true for those whom God loves. You and I, we often try to build our own towers, our own monuments, or we try to do things in life to show off or to brag. Very much like the people who built the Tower of Babel, we would like to make a name for ourselves. We like to think of ourselves as the center of all that is important, and as a result, we often push God out of our lives. This can happen in the most unusual and the most unsuspecting situations. For example, maybe you try to marry somebody that was more beautiful or more handsome than yourself. Or maybe you try to marry someone that was more physically attractive than yourself in order to improve your own standing among your friends. And as we say, build your own Tower of Babel, but the relationship did not work out. Or maybe you have been dreaming about getting rich and going off to exotic places in the world, and forgetting about everybody, including God. Or maybe you have been secretly hoping to win the lottery, and then planning to have not a worry in the whole world, and then you won't need to depend on anyone else anymore, and you won't have to depend on the Lord either anymore. And so it then often happens that at precisely those times in our lives, when we have those self-centered and self-serving dreams, that God, in His love and grace, enters the picture. Just when the devil convinces us that we can do everything by ourselves and even make a name for ourselves, like those who built the Tower of Babel tried to do, it is in those times when we look to ourselves instead of unto God that God graciously permits our tower to be destroyed. God often permits our plans of self-centeredness to collapse so that we are then drawn back unto Him. But this is also where we often see the love and the grace of God. We may forget about Him, but God never forgets about us. And when we turn away from our loving Lord, He then often permits illness or financial difficulties or shattered dreams to draw us back to Himself. Yes, in His love, God then gives us a new foundation upon which to build, and that is the foundation of His perfect forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so then today, my friend, even if you are totally discouraged over life, the perfect forgiveness of God will enable you to build not towers of self-destructive ego, but relationships of love. Start today. In the privacy of your own home, confess unto your merciful Lord that you have sinfully strayed far away from Him, and then with His merciful cleansing from sin in Jesus Christ, and with God's enabling power to start over, launch forth into a new life. And as you begin to build anew, always remember God's gracious lesson of Babel. Let's listen again to the story of the Tower of Babel as it is recorded in the Scriptures. The people said, "Come, let us build for ourselves." Yes, they said, "Let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and then let us make for ourselves a name." Then the Bible says, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, 'Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. Now nothing which they propose to do will be impossible for them.' 'Come,' the Lord said, 'let us go down and confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech.'" Then the Bible explains, "The Lord scattered the people over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city and their tower." This, then, is God's lesson to us today. God is very displeased when we build our own towers of ego, and when we forget about Him and when we forget about others. You see, it is not that God does not want us to build great things or to do great things as a people or as a civilization. However, when we plan to launch godless and self-centered and self-serving projects, then out of love and grace, God is going to make sure that these dreams will not succeed. Now, this may take a while, but ungodly dreams and plans, even yours and mine, will always collapse. When you and I make plans to do things or to become involved in activities that would take us away from God and His love, then God will confuse our situation and eventually permit us to fail. God does all of this out of His love and grace for us. Not long ago, the Canadian Broadcasting Network carried a program called The Human Race. The producers of this special movie tried to study the trends of our present world population. They did this in order to forecast the future. And this is what they found. One of the main trends in the world today is the unbelievable hunger and the unbridled drive for materialism. The more people have, the more they want. But this uncontrolled desire for worldly goods is also a ticking time bomb. Of the 5 billion plus people that now live on this earth, 25%, or over 1 billion, are of the highly developed group, as we say. And this same small one-fourth of the world's population, however, uses 80% of all the goods of the entire planet. The rest of the population of the world, the great majority of the underdeveloped countries, as we call them, are now also chasing materialism, and they will do anything, according to the movie, to get it. The movie then concludes that unless the industrialized world makes some drastic changes, civilization is doomed. Here again, let's remember the Tower of Babel. No matter whether we are a nation or an individual, if we try to build our future upon anything other than God, we are doomed. Our only hope is that God in His grace enters the picture, and God certainly does this to save us from ourselves. Oh, my friends, let this powerful story of the Tower of Babel always remind us that instead of building our lives upon our sinking and sin-infested egos, God desires that we build our lives and our family's future upon His solid foundation of forgiveness and love and eternal hope. The Apostle Paul was correct when he wrote, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Without the blessing of Christ's death and resurrection, you and I have no future. Of course, in this ego-centered life, we can always push on. With our own mortal energy, we can even appear to be successful in the short term. However, if we look at the big picture, the picture that the Lord would have us see, then we will soon observe with spirit-enlightened eyes that there is no plan for anyone or any nation to build and to succeed outside of God. This Bible lesson is important for us as adults, and it is also just as important, or maybe even more important, for our children. I say this because many children today are being raised with the idea that money is the center of all things. Not long ago, for example, the New York Times carried a story called "Getting an Early Start." And in this special feature, the author pointed out that in New York, parents are now spending special money to send their children to summer camps, where these children do nothing else but talk about money and investments and the stock market. Money and materialism are the entire focus of not only their studies, but also their leisure activities. This money-centered lifestyle is also being encouraged in the schools in that area. The New York Times notes a popular teaching tool is the stock market game, which is made available to students by the Securities Industry Foundation in New York. Created 17 years ago, the game is played by teams of students who are given $100,000 in imaginary money. They then invest this money for a specified period, usually 10 weeks. 500,000 students have been involved in this game training, encouraging them to seek money and materialism and to make this the center of their lives. And so then, as we look at our money and ego-crazed society, we can be sure that God is not pleased. Instead of building towers to money and self, we need, by the enabling power of God, to build relationships of love. First with our blessed Savior, and then unto all of our family members, our neighbors, and our friends. Of course, on our own, you and I, we have no power to love and to serve God, but in His grace, God will enable and empower us to seek and to serve Him. If we try to dream and to build without Him, we will surely fail. But if we build with God's blessings and His Spirit, our plans will never be destroyed. When we build our own and our family's future upon the foundation of faith and forgiveness, we can then be sure that God will bless our hopes and our plans. So then, begin your new life today. Through sincere repentance and faith, permit the Spirit of God to establish within you a new foundation of forgiveness, which will also establish a new relationship unto the Lord. And then, with Christ at the center of your life, begin to build relationships of forgiveness and love with your entire family, your spouse, and your children. And when you, led by the Spirit of God, build upon the foundation of God's love and grace, you will then also be enabled to say with the hymn writer, "Lord, we confess our numerous faults, how great our guilt has been, how vain and foolish all our thoughts, and all our lives were sin. 'Tis from the mercy of our God that all our hopes begin. 'Tis by the water and the blood our souls are washed from sin. Raised from the dead, we live anew, and justified by grace, we shall appear in glory too, and see our Father's face. O Lord, we pray, enable us today not to build towers of ego, but instead relationships of forgiveness and love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen."
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.